You know, and let me ask you this. Are you one of the people that's winning somebody the Lord every year? And I mean, obviously, there are a lot of people in our church who win somebody the Lord almost every week. Because why? You say, why are certain people winning somebody the Lord every week? Because they're actually out putting in the most hours of doing it. You know, the people that are having people saved on a monthly basis, it's because they're out soul winning a lot in the course of that month. And the people that even bring forth in a year, it's because they're putting in time. And you know, it doesn't always happen after just an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. You have to, with patience, go out there and bring forth fruit and go out there week after week after week and keep doing it. Look, somebody is dropping the ball big time in Phoenix, Arizona. I bet there are a whole bunch of independent Baptist churches that are dropping the ball, not doing the soul winning. There are people in our church that look, they're a withered branch. And let me tell you something tonight. I'm preaching this sermon for a couple reasons. Number one is because we need to be fruitful as Christians in order to glorify the Lord. Amen. Number one, he said, herein is my Father glorified, that you bring forth much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. Amen. You want to glorify God? Be a soul winner.
Amen.
Right. Number two, people are dying and going to hell out there.
Yep.
We need to be a soul winner. Soul winning works. Anybody who says it doesn't work doesn't understand math and doesn't understand the Bible and is just not willing to go out there and roll up their sleeves and do the work because it's hard work. Why am I preaching this tonight? A third reason, not only because we want to glorify the Lord and obey him, not only because of the fact that, you know, people are dying and going to hell and soul winning is the answer to get them the gospel, but thirdly, because if you do not participate in bringing forth fruit, you are in danger of falling away. And I'm not saying you're going to lose your salvation. You can't lose your salvation. It's by faith. It's eternal life. You shall never perish. But you are in danger of getting backslidden and quitting the church and washing up. And you may not even be here a few years from now. You say, well, I'm here now. I'm an active member of the church. I don't go soul winning, but I am an active member of the church. You know what? I hope you stay for as long as possible. But honestly, I'm predicting that if you never get out soul winning, I'm predicting you're going to fall away.
Amen.
You know, I mean, you got to have some soul winning in your life.